This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
A second grader who pointed a pencil and made shouting noises in a Suffolk, Virginia elementary school is the latest to be suspended in zero-tolerance gun incidents. Although the teacher wrote on the suspension notice, "I told him to stop, and he did," she nevertheless reported the incident to the next level, and the principal suspended the 7-year-old and his fellow pencil-wielding classmate for 2 days. A school representative said, "A pencil is a weapon when it is pointed at someone in a threatening way and gun noises are made." Despite community outrage at this silly reaction by the school, school administrators continue to defend their actions. The father of the suspended boy is a Marine Corps veteran. He said his son is a good student and never had any discipline problems. His son told him, "Well, I was pretending to be a Marine and the other guy was being a bad guy." In other zero-tolerance nonsense, some educators around the country are being scared by plastic Hello Kitty bubble guns, Pop-Tarts bitten into something like the shape of a gun, and toy World War II soldiers on top of cupcakes. Some parents say that zero-tolerance policies enforced without common sense make a mockery of the real issue of school safety. Stripping little boys of their masculine tendency to engage in military play is harmful, not helpful. When school administrators take zero tolerance to these extremes, they become fear-mongering strangers to common sense, rather than responsible adults looking out for the safety of all students. And it's not just boys who are the victims of zero-tolerance silliness. In a California school, an 11-year-old girl was suspended for doing cartwheels and handstands during lunchtime.
Has your son or daughter expressed frustration with the liberal ideology and anti-Christian propaganda on their college campus? Encourage any students you know to join Phyllis Schlafly and other conservative leaders in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19 for the annual Eagle Forum Collegian Summit. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Ooh, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Genetically modified animals will save the planet, according to Futurist. This is pretty creepy. They already got genetically modified salmon on the market. Did you hear about that? Yeah, that's right. Genetically modified salmon at a restaurant or grocery store near you. Over 3,000 U.S. prisoners are serving a life sentence without parole for nonviolent crimes. Our criminal justice system should be used for criminals. And in my mind, a criminal is somebody that leaves a victim behind. Now, you can leave a victim behind without violence. You can steal from somebody, which is in violation of natural law. And that's a problem. That's a straightforward problem. But if you have a crack pipe, perhaps like the mayor of Toronto. Though, by the way, I like his brother's tenacity. His brother spoke in front of the city commission meeting in Toronto and kind of called out some of the other commissioners. I'll play that clip. You'll get a kick out of that. I'll play that in just a moment. But according to The Guardian, about 3,000 or more prisoners are serving a life sentence without parole for nonviolent crimes. Timothy Jackson took a jacket from the Maison Blanche department store in New Orleans, draped it over his arm, and walked out of the store without paying for it. When he was accosted by a security guard, Jackson said, "I just needed another jacket, man." A few months later, Jackson was convicted of shoplifting and sent to Angola Prison in Louisiana. That was 16 years ago. Today, he's still incarcerated in Angola and will stay there for the rest of his natural life, having been condemned to die in jail, all for the theft of a jacket worth $159. Now, I don't know. I have a hard time believing that. There's got to be more to that story. But he's not alone. Over 3,000 prisoners in America serving life sentences with no chance of parole. Some, like him, were given the most extreme punishment, short of execution, for shoplifting. One was condemned to die in prison for siphoning petrol from a truck, another for stealing tools from a tool shed, yet another for attempting to cash a stolen check. And I really don't know about these sorts of things. I don't buy that that's the only thing this gentleman has done. But ultimately, if he's in jail for the rest of his life and that was the catalyst, then there's a problem there. What I really have a problem with, what I really, really, really have a problem with, is the war on drugs, making, of course, the United States the leading country in the world with more people in prison per capita than anywhere else. Period. I have a big problem with that. We've interviewed several people from law enforcement against prohibition, and I keep coming across in my personal life people who are former police officers and know that there is a major dual standard when it comes to that kind of thing. See, the fact of the matter is, Oliver North, he can push drugs into our country. They can push all the drugs they want. They can create crack, put it on the streets, and those crackheads and those crack dealers, well, they're the ones that get in trouble. Not Oliver North. Not his cronies. No, it's the little guy. And all the while, we have men and women in the armed forces, in the police departments, and so on and so forth, that have lost their lives, or are injured, or are suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, all for something that could have been prevented and should not be a factor to begin with. Families are ruined. Family pets are shot. People who are sick and need help because of addiction are put into a jail to only lead to more recidivism. It really is a joke. It's broken. It's 10 times more broken than prohibition ever was. But at least back then we had enough common sense to repeal the dang thing. Now, we're living in such a brainwashed, backwards world that people accept it and they love it. They'll give up all their rights for it, just like the war on terror. No, the war on drugs, folks, in my eyes, was and is an even more extreme pretext to violate your civil liberties. The NSA, the CIA, the FBI, the DEA, all of these alphabet soup agencies, all of them, derive a lot of their power from this phony and stupid pretext known as the war on drugs. What about that don't you understand? Now, I know. All my listeners get it. I'm not talking to you guys. I'm talking to the powers that shouldn't be. I'm talking to the politicians that continue to push this kind of thing. Man, are they off base. Man. But what are they saying about? They profit from this. It helps to fund the military-industrial complex. It helps to fund the prison-industrial complex. So in a way, they profit from this, and they're doing just fine. Their brothers and sisters, mothers and fathers, they don't die. They're not suffering. All they see are no-bid contracts and cheap labor. What do you mean cheap labor? Well, today I was driving down the highway and I was seeing prisoners. I'm sure this is a common sight all across America. Prisoners at work. You've seen the signs. And these prisoners were doing lawn work on the highways. I'm seeing them with their weed whackers and they're whacking away. And I'm thinking to myself, a lot of the justification for our sales tax and whatnot is to upkeep the roads. You know, we always hear that. I think it's a bunch of BS. But hey, we got to pay taxes so we can take care of the roads and we can have our infrastructure strong, even though the bridges are collapsing and we need to pay taxes because the roads need to be upkept. Well, little problem there, folks. Just a little one. We're using pennies on the dollar to hire prisoners who are there because of mostly BS reasons to do the dirty work and do the work that our tax-paying dollars are supposedly being used for. And that doesn't mean we get a cut. No, that goes to the prison. So what happens is they charge pennies on the dollar, or they give out, rather, pennies on the dollar to these prisoners who put it in their commissaries to buy high fructose corn syrup honey buns or whatever they're getting, make a phone call maybe to their loved ones, And they're making all the money. The private corporations, the states, the counties, their CAFRs are being flooded with Federal Reserve notes. And yet we're paying more and more taxes, even though they're exploiting this cheap labor. It's a crime. When are people going to wake up and take a stand and just take down this entire system? This entire system of police state measures for phony wars on drugs, for military measures for phony wars on terror, false flag terrorism, broken economy, ugh, sick of it. Hey, Steve Starrs is going to be riding shotgun with us. He'll be joining us in the next segment. Also, take your calls, 800-313-9443.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them, to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Of its operations by selling opium, which is grown from poppies, which are right now being harvested. So here's the question. Why are American troops now helping Afghan farmers grow that opium? Nick Schifrin reports from Afghanistan on a controversial new policy.
In western Kandahar, poppy farmers score, till, harvest their crop, and the Americans do nothing to stop them. U.S. soldiers greet farmers.
Can you show me which poppy field is yours?
They commiserate with farmers having a bad harvest.
Tell them I'm very sorry for his field this year, and hopefully it's a better harvest next year.
And in one case, they even paid a farmer $1,000 after U.S. and Afghan special forces burned his crop.
If you can come down to the base on my next visit, I'll make a payment.
This is controversial. The opium trade is the Taliban's main source of funding.
Around here, this poppy isn't only a plant. It's the very basis of the economy here. Poppy grows everywhere in this area, and most of the farmers base their entire income for the entire season on this harvest.
And that's why soldiers ignore and encourage the farmers. If the U.S. burned their crop, farmers would blame the U.S. for their poverty and turn toward the Taliban.
Yes, and, we wouldn't have any drugs to bring back. U.S. occupation has led to the all-time high in Afghan opium production. That's right, folks. All-time high. So the war on terror, in this case, is connected to the war on drugs. And there's no doubt in my mind that it's all smoke and mirrors. And they say that we need to get the drugs off the street. Well, we got to get the drugs that we're not pushing on the street. We got to fund the military-industrial complex. We got to fund the prison-industrial complex. Yeah. This is tyranny, folks. This is tyranny. This is not a conspiracy. It's right in front of our faces. And the question is, what are you going to do about it? They know that people are complacent. They know that people are brainwashed, and they're just going to take this and, well, thank the guys in the costumes with the shiny badges on their, chest or whatever, and the camouflage. They'll say, thank you so much for protecting us. Thank you for your service. What service? The service to protect the poppy fields? Have heroin flooded into this country, people's lives negatively affected, not because they're addicted necessarily, but because the black market creates more addiction, creates more malevolent behaviors, creates more hardship. All right, enough of ranting about that. Let's go ahead and bring Steve Starrs on. Steve-O, you there, man?
I am here, Bob. I'm sorry, a little bit late, but, there's a lot of news going on. I mean, we've seen so many things. I don't know if you covered it yet or not. I'm a little bit late getting to the show, but the TSA has been scrutinized by the Government Accountability Accounting Office, GAO, Government Accounting Office, and they have found that they have wasted $1 billion on training people to pick out terrorists by traits and nervous twitches and shifty eyes and things like that. Their chances of identifying a terrorist while they're looking at these uptight people going through the body scanners and through the whole routine on a busy, trip going someplace, which is usually stressful anyway. They found out now that the studies show that they're only about a little bit better than 50% or half the time right, which is, it's a guess up or down. It's a toss up. Yeah.
I want to grope you. So I apply to be a TSA, baby. I hope you walk through my naked body scan and I'm taking off the gloves.
Might be a terrorist if you limp through the naked body scanners, or if you're limp when you go through the naked body scanners. All right, bad joke.
Well, it's real though. I mean, now the Government Accountability and Government Accounting Office (GAO) has said that this thing has been a waste of money. They've spent at least $200 million a year over the last 5 years, close to $1 billion now, $900 million. Close to that or above. And they've made a lot of people upset while they look at your facial features, Bob, and try to determine whether you're a terrorist as you're standing in line or whether you're talking to a ticket agent or something like that. All of this training, they say, has been a waste of money and a waste of time. And it's only intimidated the public in some cases, of course, because they always single somebody out. Or a dog barks. You remember that one, right? The dog barked, and they had to have a complete cavity search because a dog made a stupid mistake. And so now they're in trouble, and the TSA is trying to say, well, but it is effective training. It is important. I mean, it works in Israel, you know, and it works in other places, of course, you know, so they want to keep this program, and they're fighting to try to verify or justify the observance factors that the TSA agents are using as they watch people to determine that guy might be a terrorist, you know. Well, maybe
let me back up here for a second. The TSA is part of this whole prison industrial, military industrial, and war on drugs and war on terror-based complex, if you will. And, you know, I was highlighting, Steve, you weren't here for this, but I was talking about the cheap labor. I was driving down the highway, and I saw prisoners at work. And, of course, they're paid pennies on the dollar and exploited for their labor. Okay? And this is our tax money that's supposed to be keeping up the roads that cost so much money to keep up the roads. Jeez, what a joke. Well, listen to this. 37 states. Just got this article popped up in my news feed. 37 states allow corporations to get rich off of prison labor. That's right. One out of every 100 American adults is behind bars. More people per capita than anywhere else in the world. More than 2.4 million people who have been taken out of the workforce and had their rights legally stripped away. That's a lot of potential workers for these corporations to exploit. And over 37 states do just that. At least 37 states have legalized contracting of prison labor by private corporations that mount their operations inside state prisons. The list of such companies contains the cream of U.S. corporate society. You ready for this list, Steve? You're going to be shocked.
Okay, I probably will.
IBM, Boeing,
wow.
Motorola, oh. Microsoft, AT&T, Texas Instrument, Dell, Compaq, Honeywell, Hewlett-Packard, 3Com, Intel, Northern Telecom, TWA, Nordstrom's, Revlon, Macy's, Target Stores, and many more all use this loophole to exploit prison labor, and much of that is these aren't violent people, because if they're able to do the work release, well, they're probably in there for nonviolent offenses to begin with. All of these businesses are excited about the economic boom generation by prison labor. Who needs cheap Chinese labor when you can exploit our prisoners here? It really is such a crock of you know what. I mean, geez, this is sick. Putting people behind bars for something they shouldn't even be behind bars for, and using them as slaves. This is modern-day slavery at its finest, folks. We're going to take some calls and break some more news down with Steve Starrs. 800-313-9443. That's the troll-free number if you want to join us on anything. 800-313-9443. And, of course, you can always email me. The email's simple, Steve. It's Bob, thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com. thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com.
The Bob Tuskin Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendovite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendovite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendovite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
Check out this headline. CIA book patent making NSA data handoffs easier. In June, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg blasted, quote, outrageous press reports about the PRISM surveillance program, denying that Facebook was ever part of any program to give the U.S. or any other government direct access to their servers. Well,
yeah,
they've actually patented making the NSA data handoffs easier, and I'll tell you about that. But we did promise we'd take a few phone calls. So we'll go to the phone lines at 800-313-9443. If you'd like to join us, get out your crayon and write this down. We'll take your call on anything you like. 800-313-9443. All right, let's go to a caller. Caller, you're on the air. What's up?
Yeah, is this me?
That is
you. You talking to me?
Yeah.
All right. As you can see, okay, Rob De Niro. I'm going to remain anonymous because I am a felon. I am on post-prison supervision. I did a couple of years in prison. I'll just say in the Pacific Northwest, no state. You want to know
what did
about
you serve
what
time
really
for?
What?
What were you serving time for?
Let's not get into that. Nothing violent.
Why?
Nothing violent. No kiddie stuff and no drugs.
Well, if it was drugs, you know, I wouldn't be as offended. So you're a white collar criminal?
Yeah, sort of. Computer type stuff.
You embezzled money or something along those lines.
No, I didn't embezzle money. Well, let's forget it. What you're worried about is the prison industrial complex.
Okay.
All right. Up here where I was, when a lot of people who are listening to the program probably realize, you know, the first job you get when you go in prison is mainly everybody goes in the kitchen. I saw the kind of food. I was there over a Thanksgiving time, and yes, we had turkey breasts and stuff, yeah. It was Foster Farms, and I was astounded that I saw Foster Farms until the guy said, look at the date. It was frozen. I was, at that time, it was 2008. We were unthawing and getting ready to cook Foster Farms turkey breast for Thanksgiving from 2001. Now, I don't know how long freezing can go or something. That's just one instant. I serve a lot of people. I'm sure you've heard of this urban myth or something that they serve fish that are not fit for human consumption. I got news for you. It is true. What it is actually is skate. It's a relative of the stingray family. I personally handled and unpacked boxes that said, fish product not fit for human consumption. We thought it out. We served it, put a little gravy on it, served it with mashed potatoes. Yes, it is true.
So they're poisoning our prisoners on top of everything else is what you're getting at. And you got to remember, the American public in general is eating trash. So it's no surprise to me that the prisoners are getting the bottom of the barrel.
And I had to go out to work. Yes, they put us out to work. I went out to work in various places that of a person that could do retail. I was working an $8 or $9 an hour job, minimum wage, whatever.
Did you want to do those jobs?
No, you go out to work, because if you don't go out to work, you go into solitary, or they'll put you in ag seg. There is no volunteer. You go.
All right. And if you don't for an $8 or $9 an hour job, how much money did you actually see?
$1 a day.
Wow.
I made about $30 a month, and with that, and a corporation you did not name, a very horrendous corrupt corporation, Aramark. About supplying linens and said, well, they also supply the food, the what's called canteen. That everybody thinks, oh, the prisoners get candy bars and they get cheese and they get food and they get. Well, yes, that's true. You can. I had refried beans. I had cheese sticks, beef jerky and stuff. Past date, green slime on it, cheese that was so hard you needed a knife, which we didn't have access to cut, that wouldn't melt. Now, granted, everybody looks, oh, you're a prisoner. You don't deserve anything good. I realize that, and I can sort of maybe understand it, but the prices, do you know what a golf pencil is? You don't get a pen, because in prison you can actually put a pen through a person's jugular vein and kill somebody. They give you pencils. You ever play miniature golf? You know those little tiny little pencils?
Sure, the little pencils, yeah.
Yeah, okay. They're dime a dozen or whatever. We paid for each pencil 25 cents per pencil. 25 cents for that little 1.5-inch pencil.
Sure, so they price gouge you on things. We know that the telecommunications is heavily gouged. To make a phone call in a jail, I'm sure it's extremely expensive. Let me ask you this. How many of the people serving time with you were in there for nonviolent offenses? How many people were in there for drug offenses, what would you say? A lot of the people in there for drug offenses?
A lot.
And out of those people, how many of those people were in there for cannabis-based offenses?
I would say about 30% of the minimum security prison I was in was approximately 35 to 40% in on drugs, like you say, marijuana or cannabis, whatever it's called.
Majority of them, would you say, were there for cannabis-related offenses?
Maybe about 30%. That was a big thing. A lot of people in there for marijuana. Yeah, there was. And they were doing sentences longer than I was doing.
These are good people, right, for the most part?
What?
There were good people there, I'm sure.
They were, yeah, some were deep. You got to realize this is prison, and a lot goes on. I'm an older guy, and I didn't hang out with too many people. Luckily, I went to a minimum security prison. I did less than 2 years. I went to minimum security, so there wasn't a whole lot of really, really violent people there. But there was some that just, you know, I can take advantage of you, so I'm going to go ahead and do it.
Mentioned you're an older guy, and the first person I think of is a dear friend of mine. His name is Milton Baxley, and I'll go ahead and mention his name. He was the former mayor of our town here, and he went to jail. He's a lawyer. He went to jail for giving advice. What kind of advice, you might ask? Gave advice on taxes, and they put him through the rigmarole, and they took him and put him in prison, an outstanding character, a great, contributor to our community, former mayor, like I said, and a very prominent lawyer, and they put him in prison for years for advice. Okay, and these are some of the people that get caught up in our system, and it's not.
I know that's wrong.
What's that?
I know that's wrong. What your friend did, he shouldn't have really been in prison, but. Since I've been out in 2009, I've gone through, I'm an honor student at a university right now at my age. And it's a pre-law program. Unfortunately, as the law is written, if he's handing out advice, even though he's a practicing lawyer, if he's handing out advice that goes contrary to the regulations or the revised statutes of whatever state he was in, yeah, they can catch him on it. Now, right or wrong, that's a whole other story.
Yeah, well, the problem is the interpretation of tax laws in general, and there is no law that states we have to pay an income tax, and that's what he took on. But the IRS is a mafia-like group. They don't care. They don't follow the law.
Absolutely.
They're a mafia.
I fully agree.
Obviously, you weren't in prison for tax evasion.
No.
No,
because they go to federal prison. Anybody has tax, bankruptcy, armed robbery of a bank. Did I rob? No, I didn't rob a bank.
Jeez.
No. Otherwise, I would have been in federal prison. I was in a state prison.
All right. So bank robbers go to federal prison too, huh?
Yeah. And so do anything to do with tax law.
Money themselves. And then they get to build big houses in Federal Reserve buildings.
Yeah, there's a lot of drug, your higher drugs, your...
I have one quick question, and we're going to get cut off here. Did people in prison generally, did they know what was going on in the world? Did they know about the corrupt nature of it? Yes or no in just 10 seconds?
Yes, they knew what was going on. You had access to TV, you had access to the
awesome.
News.
Awesome. Justin
Show. John Stadtmiller here. Sometimes in life, you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818 720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand-name coffee, either ground or instant. But now, we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt.
People interested in Barry Sotero care. You know what they are interested in?
Free money. Barry Sotero phones.
Buying guns.
Oh, buying guns. Yes, he sold more guns than any president before him.
Americans are 34 times more interested in buying guns than Barry Sotero care. It would appear that the NICS website, which is the National Instant Criminal Background Check System, required when purchasing a gun or explosive, is capable of handling large volumes of users. Way more so than the Barry Sotero site. And I don't remember the FBI, who has supplied this information, I don't remember them having to speak to the public about the $500 million they spent on the website and why it doesn't work. But hey, it's not sophisticated, maybe, for sure.
They'll tell you it works really well. As a matter of fact, it works so well, they've got to put it everywhere. You know?
I mean, Steve, you'll be able to keep your health insurance. Don't worry.
Well, the question is, will we as a nation be able to? And I had somebody question me about the stories of rationing, doctors being rationed. And they said, that's a lot of gibberish. I said, no, it isn't. The AMA has made this observation going back months ago, and there are already people, I just happen to know one personally, who said that they will be retiring at the first of the year to do research. They will
here's
no longer...
my problem with this all, okay? Mm-hmm. This is all being looked at under the premise that we need allopathic medicine, and we need access to allopathic medicine. Regardless of the price, allopathic medicine is broken. It is so misleading. It does not work on several regards. And if you get shot, if you have some sort of traumatic injury, yeah, then you might want to go to a hospital. But all you need for that is catastrophic care. And we as a society should be able to supply that. All these other doctors, these oncologists, scumbags, that won't even take the own poison they'll give to their unfortunate patients, the ones that they're can you help me with this word, Steve? Misdiagnosing.
Misdiagnosis, yes. Mm-hmm. That's one of them.
Anyways, the point is, before I stumbled all over my words here, point is, allopathic medicine is broken. What health care, health reform, health insurance, what are you talking about? Try finding a doctor that's not going to poison you and tell you to get the flu shot.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. I mean, here's an incredible, a fun little story from Voltaire in Candide, chapter 22. It says, no sooner had Candide reached the inn than he was struck by a mild illness brought on by fatigue. But as he was wearing a huge diamond on his finger and a massive strong box had been espied among his luggage, he was at once attended to by two doctors he had not requested, several intimate friends who would not leave him alone, and two charitable ladies who supplied him with warm broth. Martin said, I can't remember that I was too sick on my first voyage to Paris, and I was very poor then, so I had no friends, no charitable ladies, and no doctors, and I got well. However, by dint of medicine and bloodletting, Candide's illness became serious. So, I mean, it's like what you're saying here, Bob, that, you know, we have been fat cattle for a long time and the targets of the medical-industrial complex. And now it's coming apart because we can no longer afford it. It was so top heavy. It's, you know, it's like bacteria devouring itself with its own feces, and the whole thing is coming apart. And no wonder. I mean, at this point where we should be turning to holistic preventative medicine, and of course we could be improving the treatments that we are giving, the whole thing is coming apart, and there's no way you're going to fix that in the first place, much less with Obamacare. So, I mean, this is where we're at in the 21st century in America right now. And
right.
You know, there's a story there that, of course, you know, sometimes the people who have the least ability to find the cures manage to survive when others get, remember what, dead doctors don't lie, and so many other things that are out there that have talked about the statistics in healthcare today that aren't really very appealing when you think about what these people are really offering you.
All right, let's take a phone call. What do you say?
Yeah, let's go on. Let's go to Art. I think he's underground somewhere. Let's see if he can hear us. Is he in a well or something?
Hello, Art. Hi there, Art.
Hi there, Stevie boy. How's it going, guys?
Good.
Hey,
good.
You know, I'm sitting here and I'm listening. All of a sudden, it dawned on me, and I just can't help but laugh sometimes. You know, talking about, Barry Sitaro being the biggest gun seller this country's ever seen, and I'll give him credit. He knows how to move a market product, doesn't he?
Yeah, Fast and Furious, yeah. Mm-hmm. Even illegally.
I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking about what you were talking earlier about prison, and I've been there, done that. You know, I did my walk around the cell block a time
or two. And what did you serve time for?
Well, let's just say my temper got the better of me on more than one occasion.
Ah, so you did have a violent crime.
But
all right, well, that's no good now, but okay.
I had a kind of a mean streak back when I was in my early teens. I was the kind of guy, I'd go out and pick a fight just to prove a point. And I'm a little bitty fella too, so I mean, it was amazing.
Napoleon complex.
Well, you know, I was always the smallest kid in school. I was skinny. I was scrawny. I was a goofy-looking fart.
So you had to prove yourself.
None of the girls liked me, and, well, you know, I just had to prove a point, yeah.
All right.
But you have to be big, bulky, and play football to be cool. So I became the bully's bully. I began bullying the bullies when I realized I could actually fight, and I was pretty good at it. And then I became addicted to fighting, and so anybody crossed my path the wrong way, well, I just settled things the old-fashioned way. But I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking about the prison industrial complex, and I can tell you the one gentleman called earlier, he knows what he's talking about. Apparently, he's done his walk around the cell block a time or two. So he knows how the system works, as do I, and I'm sure so many others out there. And I'm thinking about, oh, Barry Satoro being the greatest gun salesman this country's ever seen. Well, here's how, and I suddenly start laughing, and I had an epiphany, guys. Here's how this works out. You get a little nervous, folks, because the way everything's going on. So you feel like you need to protect your family, your property. Man, I get it, okay? I'm there with you. But here's what you did. You went down and filled out a bunch of paperwork, went through a background check, come back clean, now you got your gun. Oh, wait a minute, you got to have bullets. So you buy a bunch of bullets. Now, it ain't going to be long. You're going to go out and you're going to target practice, which means you're going to have to buy more bullets. And eventually, it's not going to be long. In fact, I think some states are actually working toward this now, but you're going to have to go through a background check just to buy some bullets. Okay, well, now that's more paperwork, so it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when they try to begin the gun confiscations. But what has happened here with all of this paperwork you filled out to get the guns and to get the ammo and to get your carry permit and all of this stuff, basically what you've done is you've just told them what you got, how much you got, how much of it you got, how often you buy it, which gives them a pretty darn good idea about what you're up to. And, well, you just basically painted a big bullseye on your chest and effectively have guaranteed yourself a fully...
Oh, yeah, that's why if I buy any weapons, they'll be from a private seller, and then you can get around that with a loophole. But I see your point here, Art, and I appreciate the call. Let's try to squeeze Jan in here for one last phone call before the end of the hour. Jan, hi there.
Hi. Question, well, regarding the last caller you had, not the last, second to the last, the U.S. has more prisoners per capita than any country in the world. And
all right.
It's all about fascism, and it's all about corporatism and prisoners working for 25 cents an hour. So I totally understand what this guy is saying. Number two, we had a electric grid drill today that was all over the alt news until today, and there's nothing on it. I'm just wondering about it. So,
actually,
anyway,
it's funny you mentioned that. Next hour, we're going to cover that and discuss what happened, and I guess more importantly in this case, what didn't happen. And that's one of the reasons why I'm not so quick to jump in on the fear and the doom and gloom when it comes to stories that have yet to occur. Jan, thanks for the call. Yeah, we'll talk about that next hour and give you an update on what exactly went down with this drill event that everybody was scared, you know what, about. All right.
With financial.